Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our overview of the book 1 John. We've already gone through the entire book verse by verse, and we're going back just looking at the big picture chapter-wise, because I know sometimes we lose the full sight of the forest when we're looking at the trees, right? And I think there's some really important things that we didn't really major on, but that now we can see once we've gone all the way through it. And the fourth chapter is a good example of that. There's two major things that are going on in the fourth chapter here. At the very beginning, the Spirit is leading John to tell us, hey, beware of something, okay? Y'all be forewarned about something. Don't believe every spirit. You need to test the spirits. This is something that's so needed within the body of Christ today, so perverted within the body of Christ on both ends of the spectrum. We need to test the spirits, and he tells us why, because many false prophets have gone in the world. You can know that somebody is the Spirit of God when they confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. If somebody confesses that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, then they are from God. Now, we see something right here, which historically we know, and you can just see it now. We looked at the entire letter. Something had happened within this portion of the body of Christ. There had been division. There had been a split. Can you imagine? There had been a split. Yeah. There was a group of people. And it wasn't just happening here. Paul addressed this type of thing, even beginning with the Galatians. The beginning of it was there. Some people believed that Jesus had come, the Messiah had come, but that he really wasn't in the form of the flesh. What we saw in the flesh was just a mirage, okay? Was just an image. He wasn't a true human being, okay? That was one of the foundational beliefs of what became known as Gnosticism. Okay, so John is telling us, if someone professes that Jesus came in the flesh, then you know that they're of God. But if a spirit says that he didn't come in the flesh and they don't confess Jesus, then you know that they're not of God, and that they are of the spirit of the Antichrist. And John tells them, and he calls them again little children. He said, we have overcome them. We have overcome this thing. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we know that we're from God, and he who knows God listens to us. He's speaking of himself. He's also speaking of them. If they don't listen to this, if they don't receive the truth, then you will know that they are not of God because they will not listen. Then verse 6, he says, by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, the fact that someone will not listen about the truth of the Lord. That's the first thing he speaks of. Then in the balance of the chapter, he speaks of the fact that God is love and that we're to love one another. Now, he's already been talking about this, but now we know a little more about why he's driving home this point, because there had been division within the body of Christ, and those that were true believers were worried about those who said they were believers but were acting like they weren't. They were denying that Jesus had come in the flesh. They were denying that Jesus was of God even. So he's saying you need to love one another, for God is of love is from God, and everyone who is born of God and knows God will love. Those who are not real, those who are not born again, will not love with the love of God, because they have not the love of God by which to love. And he says the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. That's what he said in verse 8. And he says, this is how you know that the love of God was manifested. He manifested his love to us when he sent his only begotten son into the world. Remember that verse? His one unique son. He says, this is love. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us. So God is the one who loved us. And since he loves us, aren't we as true believers, shouldn't we love one another? Well, the answer is yeah. He says, if you sit there and say that you love God who you've never seen, and yet you hate your brother, then you can know that you do not love God. He says, we know that we abide in him and he in us because he's given us the Spirit. And that's how we know that his love is perfected and completed within us, because his Spirit is within us. And so he picks up this idea again of those who confess. Verse 15, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. Verse 16, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So he's driving home this point over and over that love is completed within us. Love is perfected within us. Why? Well, he tells us, verse 17, so that in the day of judgment that we will have confidence, because there's a day of judgment coming. Then this verse, verse 18, he said, there is no fear in love. See, fear had seized them because some who they thought had been of them were now leaving them. Remember, he said that at one point. He said, don't fret over the fact. He said, if they had been of us, they would have stayed with us. But since they didn't stay with us, that just proves that they're not loved. So don't fear. Love one another. Don't fear the heartbreak or anything, because perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. He's not completed in love. The reason we love, verse 19, he says, because he first loved us. The only way that we can love one another is because the Lord has loved us, and we have received that love. We have confessed and repented and called upon the name of the Lord, and we have been saved. It's not what somebody else has done for us. It's not because somebody else has taken us to church our whole life. It's not because somebody baptized us when we were young. It is because we have called upon the name of the Lord. It is because we have received what the Lord has graciously given to us. Last two verses of the fourth chapter, he says this. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Remember that verse? For the one who does not love his brother whom he has not seen cannot love God whom he has seen. Has not seen. Let me read that again. Cannot love God whom he has not seen. By this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. So from the bottom line with this is, apparently there were people who were sitting there denying that Jesus had come in the flesh, and they weren't really saved. Guess what? They weren't manifesting the love of God, and they were manifesting hatred and all toward those that they professed to be brothers with. Well, the way they were acting and behaving revealed that they were not true brothers. Man, don't we have that today within the body of Christ? Okay? Those who profess to be believers, and yet they behave this way or that way. It's really, really simple. And many, many thoughtful people, Winston Churchill, I read a quote by him the other day. He says, I don't worry about what you tell me, what you say. I know all about you by what I see you do. Okay? What I see you do. We know people by what they do. If someone loves God and loves the brethren, then we know they are of God. If someone says they're of God and says they're of God, but they hate their brother, the word could not be clearer. He calls them a liar. And we know from Revelation that liars will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Anyway, that's the fourth chapter. So go back and reread this. Again, let me encourage you to read and listen to 1 John. Okay, listen to 1 John. It would do us well to go back and read this fourth chapter, to go back and read the first four chapters again. Just listen to it. Just really, really meditate upon these things and watch what the Lord reveals to you. Again, I'm Dale, and I'll see you next time.